And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. The video of YouTube reporter Nick Shirley's investigation into the Somali fraud in Minnesota racked up over 100 million views over the weekend, and it's really not hard to see why. The centerpiece of his reporting, the Quality Learning Center, which is a Somali daycare with no children and a misspelled sign, turned out to be old news. KTSP 5 Eyewitness News exposed this exact location nearly a year ago, but it's still collecting taxpayer dollars. The fraud goes back even further than that. Even back to 2018, when state agencies investigated 10 centers where one daycare alone billed for 950 children who never attended, netting $51,000 in fraud for just that period. 7 years ago, and the scams never stopped. Shirley's new 42-minute video shows the full entire scope. Empty buildings, locked doors on weekdays, residents who've lived nearby for years without ever seeing a single child, and one supposed center received millions through the Child Care Assistance Program despite never having children present. And when confronted, one woman told Shirley she was afraid of him because of his color. And federal prosecutor Joseph Thompson confirmed earlier this month that $9 billion and potentially even more than that of taxpayer money may have been stolen during Tim Walz's tenure as governor. China has announced sanctions against 10 individuals and 20 U.S. defense firms, including Boeing's St. Louis branch, over the $11.1 billion arms package to Taiwan, the largest ever U.S. weapons sale to the island. Beijing's foreign ministry called Taiwan the first red line that cannot be crossed in China-U.S. relations, though the sanctions appear largely symbolic since China doesn't deal with U.S. defense contractors anyway. Boeing's commercial aircraft division, however, has been negotiating to sell Chinese carriers up to 500 civilian jets. That timing seems a little bit more than coincidental. Meanwhile, a congresswoman in Florida posted a sweet Christmas message on social media, but people noticed something a little peculiar. Her official portrait features a $109,000 ring on her left hand, which she's accused of purchasing with stolen FEMA funds, according to a federal indictment. For her holiday greeting, she photoshopped the ring out. Currently, the congresswoman, Sheila McCormick, is facing 53 years in prison on fraud charges, but refuses to resign. Speaking of financial disasters, Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae are lowering credit requirements to reach subprime borrowers starting next year. And I don't think that's given a lot of people very easy feelings. You know the old saying, history has a way of repeating itself. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content, both of which you could do at fortisinstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.